Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We are this week going to be talking about parent and nanny relationships and navigating those waters. Something that we've talked about on the show before is how helpful a contract is. It's super helpful to just set yourself up for success with a parent relationship. Mm-hmm. So if the expectations are clear right from when you start, then you will have better luck, I think, maintaining a positive relationship. Mm-hmm. But even with a contract, there are nuances to any human interaction. And so, the relationship between a nanny and the parents of the kids you nanny is such a unique relationship. It's not like any other boss employee relationship. So do you have like personal experience with that?
I do. So when I look for families or when a family contacts me, it's really important that we share the same values. It makes it easier for me to sort of join or connect with this family if I feel like I can get along with them on a human level. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of my like best nanny relationships ever was with this really nice family, and it was one little boy, and basically I was just there in the mornings, like I got him up and ready for school and gave him breakfast, and then we drove to school and I dropped him off, and that was that. And then I would babysit like occasionally, but like I had such a great relationship with the family because the mom was just so understanding. Like, she didn't treat me like the hired help, which I think some parents just sort of fall into that because it is kind of an awkward relationship. Like, this person is coming to your home and they're caring for your child, so it's a really personal situation. But it's still a business or a professional relationship. And so it's really hard to find that balance. And I think the best way to go about it is to just, you can be courteous and professional and still have a personal relationship with them. And this mother just really like made that happen right off the bat. Like, she really found that balance and she was just really considerate and they were really kind. And I would always get there in the morning and we would like talk for a little while, and she was a physician, and so we would talk about work and school and the kid.
I think that crossover time is really important for the nanny-parent relationship. And we are going to do a whole episode about that crossover time because it is such a specific thing to navigate correctly, or in a positive way. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that is an opportunity. And the families that use that time to ask you about things outside
of just life.
Yeah. One of my nanny families, in fact, all of the families that I nanny for always take time to ask. I'm an actress as well. And so they'll ask, are you in anything right now? Are you auditioning for projects? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think as nannies, we should also take a tip from that, in that asking about not just the children, but
life.
But asking about their life, work, if they are in something that they can talk about, things like that, are what do they do over the weekend? Because that's also fertile ground for how your Monday is going to go.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's just remembering that each person is a human person.
Right.
Is what it boils down to. And it is weird because there is that power dynamic, I guess, that like you are in the one down position, like you are their employee and generally younger and poorer. And so there are a lot of sort of dynamics at play. But I think you're right. Just always remembering that you're talking to a person and using those normal topics that you would talk about with anybody.
Yes. Yes. And knowing that you can always fall back on talking about the kids. Mm-hmm. Because if I've ever gotten into an awkward, somewhat conversation mm-hmm. of maybe politics in the current climate, mm-hmm. Luckily, I've agreed with most of my families politically. But if you don't and you're steering towards something that feels uncomfortable, mm-hmm. I think guiding it back towards, let's talk about the children.
Yep. Is the best way to do it.
Redirecting
the conversation to the kids is always a safe bet. But again, that's kind of why for me, it's always been important to work with families that share the same values that I do.
Yes.
Because I think it's kind of a lot like voting against your own interests.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're sort of supporting people who don't support you, and that's not a healthy relationship.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.